Prisons in many African countries are notoriously overcrowded, but a new report from Human Rights Watch says the prison system in Zambia is in crisis, in part due to the prevalence of drug-resistant TB.
Medical care in Zambia's prisons is almost non-existent.
Catherine Tadras is the author of the new report.
There are 14 medical staff, including only one doctor, to serve over 15,000 prisoners. Only 15 of Zambia's 86 prisons have any kind of clinic or sick bay associated with them. In order to receive any type of medical care, then, prisoners have to leave the prison confines and go to Ministry of Health facilities based in the community. Often there isn't transport or fuel to take them to the clinics, or officers or other inmates who are not medically trained serve as gatekeepers to care and may not allow them to go and access care. Inmates who become sick may wait for days, weeks, or months before being allowed to access treatment.
And we're talking about really serious illnesses, HIV, AIDS-related illnesses, and tuberculosis.
Yes. HIV prevalence in Zambia's prisons was 27%, which is almost double the general population prevalence.
And we have some audio that you gathered when you were in Zambia. We have Dr. Darren Portnoy, who was formerly with Doctors Without Borders, and he visited the prisons with you and worked with you on this project.
Well, the conditions are really horrific. The first cell we went to was dark, pretty damp, and there were 78 prisoners that were in that particular cell. There were mattresses stacked up kind of around the corners where just one prisoner was sleeping, and all the other 70-plus prisoners had to find some space on the floor to sleep. When we moved to the second cell, I was told that was a TB isolation area. You've got those with active disease, those that are coughing, those that are getting the organism into the air. And so you want to do everything you can to try and have the TB bug exposed to things that will decrease its infectiveness. So one of those things is light. And the place was as dark as you could imagine. The organism doesn't stay in the air if there's a lot of ventilation. There was absolutely no ventilation in this TB isolation area. No cross breeze whatsoever.
The Zambian prison system was built for 5,500 inmates and now accommodates over 15,000. That means that at some prisons, inmates sleep seated or they sleep in shifts, all packed together throughout the night. Adults, children, they all sleep in the same cells and they're all packed together.
You also spoke with a former prisoner who's taking on a lot of these issues, Godfrey Malumbeka. He's now executive director of the Prisons Care and Counseling Association.
The truth is that people are dying every day. And you know, what is exacerbating the rates of HIV and AIDS-related deaths is TB. So for me, TB in prisons is the hottest opportunistic infection.
The overcrowding that really leads to the spread of infectious disease in the prisons is a matter not only of failures within the Zambia prison service, but more generally in the Zambia criminal justice system. Arbitrary arrests, lack of bail availability, low levels of representation.
Many of these people are in detention for, you said, years before their case is resolved.
Over a third of the inmates in Zambia's prisons have never been convicted and sentenced for any crime at all. One inmate I spoke with had been there for more than 3 years before even an initial appearance before a judge or magistrate to ask for bail. We routinely spoke with prisoners who had been there for years, waiting pre-trial for any resolution of their case.
One prisoner you spoke to was arrested in 2007, released in 2009, after authorities decided not to prosecute him. And he had malaria when he was in prison, and he talks about how he couldn't get health care.
From the start of my illness, I was not attended to. They said, no, maybe you are putting up a front. You want to escape. So I had to stay for another 4 days from the time the symptoms began to manifest in me. So by the time I was taken to clinic, I was critically ill.
Since there are minimal prison-based medical services, getting outside of the prison confines for any prisoner who falls ill is really key to receiving any medical treatment. This issue is gaining international prominence because of the rise of multidrug-resistant tuberculosis, the threat of the spread of drug-resistant strains, which could prove deadly to people both within prisons and outside of them. At the national level and the international level, people need to take notice of the fact that prison health is public health and that improvements need to be made to benefit the rights of prisoners, the health of prisoners, and the health of everyone.
That was Catherine Tadras. She's the author of a new report about these prison conditions in Zambia from Human Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham.